אלום הבא אין בין להכילה ולשתי דו מחלקס זה רצח אלום הבא לחמי ועשרים או דו אלום הבא נוח המשיח קומת זה די נוח המשיח קומת את מנשטס נשטרינקן
זה מחלקס רמבן
הקפונים לפי דידי אני לא יודע אבל מסתום יקי מקרוס אתה רואה Letztlich kosten der große Riebe, nicht das, um ich trinke. Ich darf es sehen, Geld. Ich rede sich noch dem Nachtgeist am Essen, I don't know, oder?
Das Nachtgeist am Essen, was darf ich gleich Nachtgeist am Essen? Fine, what I wanted to speak tonight was mentioning before about saving money for the grocery. So I wanted to speak about Ashiras, loss of love. Riches, right? Everyone today worships the mighty American dollar, which tells you on it that in Hashem we trust. But so when people hear the word money, you know, it perks their ears. So when Mashiach comes, it says every woman will give birth every day, the trees will give out clothes, and the earth will give out ready-made food. When people hear they'll be ashiras, everyone will be rich. So that really perks their ears. So I want to discuss it. There's a number of aspects to discuss, both the how they will be rich, what is the meaning of the riches, what is the purpose of riches when Mashiach will come, what is the significance of being rich when Mashiach will come. It's a number of angles to it. Just wanted to discuss some of the nekudas associated with it. First of all, one of the promises in the Torah, when the Torah promises the brachas for Yidden for keeping Torah mitzvahs, Parshas Bechukosai and in other places, it mentions the fact that Yidden, in today's day and age, we don't relate it because most people don't work in the field. They don't look at their sustenance as coming from the field. Everything today revolves around money. Years ago, what did you mean? You had your own field, you had your behemoths, you got your milk, you got your meat, they still use money, but the Torah benches, the Torah blesses the Eden that there'll be rain, that the things will grow, etc., etc. And it mentions there also how the Eden will be very affluent and rich. That the Goyim will borrow money from you, you won't have to borrow money from anyone. Ephes Kiloyeh Bechoevyeh, and it says that if the Eden will keep Torah mitzvahs, there won't be any poverty amongst the Jewish people. This is a theme that is mentioned, one of the promises, which the Rambam mentioned it himself, in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Tes, when he's discussing the Yehudim, the promises of Mashiach, the promises for keeping Torah mitzvah. So he mentions that there will be health, there won't be war, there won't be famine, and that there will be abundance of ribui kesef zahav, abundance of gold and silver. Now, today's day and age, how do people become rich?
You invest. You buy Google.
Yeah, through doing business you become rich. Now, when Mashiach will come, it says, L'yesa kol ha'ilam el ladas l'shem b'l'vad. People will be busy the whole day just learning Torah. So how are they going to become rich? So they're going to become rich. The Eden will be rich. They won't have to be. They won't have to count their stocks or, you know, be worried the whole day controlling their budget. They'll be rich automatically. How are they going to be rich? So we find a number of different things.
Warren Buffett will work for me.
Huh?
Warren Buffett will be my
Trump.
So, there's a number of interesting midrashim and the mukaris, but there's a few aspects. First of all, it says the goyim, we're going to get a lot of money from the goyim. There's a number of things here. First of all, the goyim are going to repay the Eden for all the loot, for all the pogroms, and all the, can imagine the amount of money that the non-Jews robbed and stole from Jewish possessions for thousands of years, so they're going to pay it all back. So that's one thing.
It's unfortunate we have to wait for the Mashiach to come. That they deserve it.
The Rebbe didn't say we have to. The Rebbe said that even now, in Pashas Truman and Beis, The Rebbe spoke every year it has to become an Asher, Begashmis. So, Begashmis, Ruchnis, Begashmis also. So, Another thing is, it says the goyim will respect the yidden. The goyim will honor the yidden that they're going to bring to the yidden. They're going to bring them like just like you mentioned. It says that the goyim will come. Vamdu zarem road sanchen. They'll come and take care. They'll be your farmers. They'll be your babysitters. They'll take care of your sheep. It says that they're going to bring the yidden loads of gold and silver. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, there's all other interesting midrashim that it says that Moshe's one gemara the Rebbe spoke was actually Achin Shal Pesach Ma'ir Mitavshin Chavches. The Rebbe spoke that the same way when Yidden left Mitzrayim, they left with Rechush Gadol, they were laden with a lot of gold and silver. So it says even in the Chayechad v'Yisrael that even there wasn't any Jew that didn't have whatever was 90 camels worth of
Soro
Chameirim, 90 camels. Whatever it is.
Tunim Kesev Ezov.
Whatever.
Soro Chameirim.
Fine. He had the number of donkeys laden with gold and silver. So it says the sentence, since it says Kmeitzeis Chameres Mitzrayim Erenin Afloiz. The same way, the same miracles that happened by Tzias Mitzrayim will repeat themselves in an even much greater.
The floor is the government.
Right, so be wonders even compared to the wonders of Tzias Mitzrayim. So there'll also be riches then. The Rebbe quoted the Gemara, then the Masech the Pesachim, it says that there were three matmenias. There were when Yosef collected all the money in the whole world that was at his time, because it was a hunger and everyone came to him for food. So he collected all the. So it says that he divided it into three segments, into three parts. One part, I forget who got. The other part, Kairach, I think, Kairach found one. Another one, I forgot who found. And the third one, it says, Achas gnuzel tzadikim losalavi. The third segment is hidden away for the tzadikim when Mashiach will come, be revealed to them. Now, obviously, there's deeper meanings to this, to this treasure that Yosef hid, but the simple meaning is that there's going to be a lot of money, there'll be that treasures that'll be revealed to the tzaddikim. And the Rebbe explains that from the fact that it's only going to be revealed, the Mashiach will come to understand that it's qualitatively much greater than the treasures that were revealed to Kairach or whatever before. There's also another, the Medrash that is brought down. It's brought down, the Ramban also quotes it. It says that all the treasures that got, all those ships that sunk, all the treasures that sunk into the sea, the Eibishter, it's going to go to the Yam Shel Yafi, wherever that is, I don't know. And Yafi was where? At the port by the Mediterranean? Where's Yafi?
Well, the years ago, that was the port near Tel Aviv. The big Yam Gadol.
So, the Mediterranean hastens.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to. So there, the Eibishter is the Eibishter is going to reveal a tzaddikim lasalavi. They'll have all the ashiras as hidden.
If the tsunami blow everything over there.
Yeah,
I think that's the first port in Israel. Chemish Medina Israel, but for Antioch, Ashdod, Shadok, Gaza.
No, yeah. No, you're right. From Mustam for hundreds of years, that was Mustam, one of the.
Suez Canal, Givon, Kompendu, Chilat, Ober.
Yeah,
the original port was Yafo.
There's various, if you want, sources of income or sources of money, how they're not going to get it when Mashiach will come. There's a few points here. The question, however, really is what is going to be the purpose of it all? Because at the end of the day, yeah, at the end of the day is, why do you need to do business? It was one of the Dubner Maggot, he says this part. He says, today, you need to have money because you need to buy food, you need to buy clothes. Thus, when Mashiach will come, the earth will provide food and clothes. You won't need to do business to make money to be able to provide for yourself. So, the Eibishter will supply you with Hashiras, but at the end of the day, what are you going to need the money for? Whatever you're gonna need, you're gonna have automatically. You're not gonna have to do any avoda whatsoever to get anything. What are you gonna need the money for? And then there's another interesting question in the Mefarshim ask that there's Ashloisha Amudim O'ilam Oimi. The world stands on three pillars: Teira, avoda, which is davening, karbonos, and gemilus chasadim, and doing tzedakah, doing kindness. So the question is, when Mashiach will come, how are we going to fulfill there's three different caverns, so to say, three different pillars in the world. In order for the world to exist, there has to be dinin of chesed. And there's a whole Chassidus explained, there's a Medrash, Chassidus speaks about it, how the Eibishter created the world in a way of a mashpia mekabel, that there's a rich person and a poor person. The reason for that is because in order the whole Hishtalshelus works, the whole creation of world works in a way that the higher level is mashpia, gives energy, gives chayis to the lower level. In order for that to take place, there has to be down here in this world that the rich person gives to the poor person. So that causes that the whole chain of creation should work that way. So loss of love, there won't be any rich, there won't be any poor. So the whole Amud of Chesed, the whole.
There won't be no poor. Rich is going to be.
I mean, there won't be.
But a rich.
In other words,
no
rich and poor. Yeah, like, yeah. Everyone.
What's the tachlas of rich? There's no poor.
Yeah, okay. Eshkel could be klapi omeso ilomich, the union of rich. Nish klapi yidin, klapi yodel, klapi goyim.
So there's a few answers. One answer is, I mean, one approach is Eino Chanami, you won't need to have Gimulus Chasad and Mashiach to come. The world will be sustained in the merit of Tate and other things. The Chassam Sefer gives an interesting thing. He says the same way now we're Yotze, we fulfill the mitzvah of bringing Karbonus. Karbonus is also one of the three pillars on which the world stands. How do we do it today? Through davening. Because davening is in the place of Karbonus. And it says that if you learn the halachas of Karbonus, so through that it's considered as if you brought Karbonus. So Mashiach will come, we'll learn the halachas of Tzedakah, the halachas of Gemilus Chassadim, that will substitute Ki'ilu, we were Megayim of the Mitzvah.
What do you mean?
The Rebbe gives two answers of the Rebbe. One place the Rebbe Taka says that, where the Rebbe says that loss of love, it could be the idea of kindness, bruchnis, that someone that is greater will teach someone that is smaller. Because the Rebbe explains that even when Mashiach comes, okay, it's a discussion, it says, everyone will know Hashem, but there will still be smaller ones and bigger ones. Chassidus explains, when it comes to Atzmus, knowing Hashem himself, everyone will be equal. When it comes to understanding different Madregas, to say Atzmus is Bepshittis, everyone will have that Bepshittis, but then there's in Yonam that a Shaykh Ta'asaga to understand. Indeed, there will be differences between higher Neshamas, lower Neshamas. So there you could have the Indian of Chesed, of kindness, that someone that understands more will explain to someone lower. Then the Rebbe said another word, which is an interesting story, the Fidik Rebbe brings in the Sikhas associated with this, that Eino Chanami, when Mashiach will come, there won't be a need for Tzedakah. But you could still be Mekayim Chesed. How? If someone lends someone else money, even if the other guy, he doesn't need it, in the midst of Gemilus Chassadim, let's say you lend a rich person money, because at that time, he needs it. But you could be, the idea of Chesed could be accomplished, even if the person doesn't need the money. There's a story in the Fidik Rebbe Sichas, there was a certain Chassad, Rebbe Yisrael from Paulus, he heard that the Tzemach Tzedek said in a mimer, how through doing the great haflah, the great milah that gets accomplished through Gemilus Chassadim, and he was a poshta yid, and that's the only part of the mamre he understood. So when he went home, he didn't need to, but he went into his friend, and he asked him if he could lend him money. He didn't need the money, and then to the gevor nagante zach in the shtat of Polotsk over there, that everyone was, you know, the different chassidim were borrowing money from each other. They didn't need. Later, whatever it was, a few months later, came to the tzemach tzedek and walked into the yechid. The tzemach tzedek started asking him who he is, what he does. And he later told Rebbe Marash that when he came, he didn't recognize him because he's I don't know if he used Lashon, didn't recognize him. He said he saw on him a pillar of light of Chesed Atzilus, and he couldn't understand how such a simple person, you know, had shaykhes at that. That's why he wanted to figure out what he was doing that gave him that thing. And so they didn't need the money, but just by the virtue that they were trying, wanting to lend money to help each other, that already was mamshich dinin of chesed. So that's another hechetim, so how you could fulfill dinin of chesed and Mashiach will come. The other shayla that achreinim taka, a number of achreinim asks, is how you going to be mekayim in the midst of matanas lavyeinim when Mashiach comes? Because Purim will last forever. Meya Purim l'yavim techayudim, full generations. Elam v'adol v'purim. How are you going to be mekayim in the midst of matanas lavyeinim? Some people want the answer. They will give goyishim avyeinim. You give to poor people that are not Jewish. But then you run into the whole shayla for your mekayim in the midst of matanas lavyeinim. through giving to goyim. Taka yav alocha on Purim, the kol ha-poshet yad noisnoi, whoever stretches out his hand, even if he's not Jewish, you're supposed to give him on Purim. But the question is if you could fulfill the mitzvah of matanas avinim on Purim just by giving non-Jewish...
Kol ha-poshet yad, I mean, meint afile goyim, kol ha-poshet
yad. Azan ish mein goyim, it's a state.
I did, afilo, you know he has money, it was a poshet yad you give.
It's a state, it's
goyim?
The noisnoi is demshnal, clearly says in halacha, that by goyim that mafarnesin aniyah yakum aniyah yisrael mendach yishom, but it says specifically by Purim frana halacha that the goy should, you know, that they ask that you give them. Yeah, even on Purim.
Even on Purim.
I mean, it's brought down specifically in connection with Purim as well.
Okay.
So he's trying to say that you could.
There's a story with Kuti Rab that he once, I think when he was doing a pool in Alal or somewhere, the Rabbi gave him a bunch of dollars to give to the people over there. I mean, there were Israelis, they were Jewish, and there was one worker, a non-Jewish lady over there, that asked for a dollar, and he didn't know what to do. He thought, okay, so he gave her a dollar, but later he didn't know if it was the right thing to do. From one hand, you know, you don't want to make money, you know, you don't want to disrespect someone, to give a goy the Rabbi's dollar. So he wrote into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him what he did was right. The Rebbe wrote the halacha that mefarnesin ani yakum ani yisrael, that poor goyim that are asking money together with the Jews, you have to give them. You don't want to discriminate and show. I'm only going to give
the Jews.
Yeah.
In this case, he didn't ask for the money, he asked for the...
But here he's saying you get the mitzvah of a ton of
yenim. Oh, so the shaila is if you get the mitzvah of a ton of yenim for that. So... it's a discussion about it. According to number of opinions, you're not yet in the mitzvah of matanas l'avinim. Bisman hazeh through giving to goyim. You're supposed to give them also if they ask, but you're not yet in the mitzvah of it. So, how are you going to do when Mashiach will come? What Mashiach could he speak to us? Could you see boys? But the getting back to what I was discussing, the question is: the truth is when. The real discussion here is what is going to be the purpose of Ashir? What's to Uftu? So, I mentioned a while back, and the Rebbe speaks about, particularly about this thing, that and furthermore, I'll bring you just another few points. Furthermore, you have in certain places the Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek also, but it is a Pasuk. We all know the pasuk Lo Yikonei Foyd Meirecha. Yeah, the Mashiach will come. Hashem will not hide himself from us anymore. Evoye Necharayisus Meirecha. But as the pasuk starts off, Nosna Hashem Lachem Lechem Tzar Maim Lachatz. Evoye Nechar. Forget exactly. Continue. Whatever it is. In other words, it says Hashem will give you Lechem Tzar, like however you say, minimal amount of bread and water, and you'll see the Eibushit. Mefarshim asked, what's the connection one and the other? So it's explained that because we'll see the Eibishter, so we'll suffice with a little bit of bread, a little bit of water. We're not going to have any interest. There's a pasuk that speaks, it's another Nevuah, that Bepashta speaks about times of Chizkiyo HaMalach. But the Rebbe explains, whatever this Mefarshim, the Rebbe explained that the Rebbe referred also, Mashiach comes, says, Mashiach will come. A person will have, even though he'll suffice with two sheep and one calf. He won't have any interest in all the gashmis will be around. He'll have no interest in it whatsoever. He's just going to suffice with the little bit that he has. So what's going to be the purpose of it? So in that mimer, the Rebbe, the beard that the Rebbe says, in this mimer, it's a mimer, it's too much, it was Achnish, a Pesach, Tavshin, Chav Ches, and then the Hemshech of it, it's Mugadik, a mimer, maybe base, forget, I think it's Mulukat Chel, okay. But the Rebbe gives the Rebbe this interesting beer that the Rebbe says that the fact that the Guf enjoys Gashmius, Madanim, whether it's food or money or, you know, is not only mitzad the grobkeit of the guf, it's not only mitzad the coarseness of the body, so it enjoys money, it enjoys physical pleasures, but it's because even if you'd remove all the coarseness out of the whole picture, the body has a kesher pnimi, the body has an inner connection with these things. And the Rebbe says when Mashiach will come, the neshama will get chayis from the guf. And therefore, the tanugim gashmim, then it's not the core, there's a certain chayis they give the guf not only because the guf is coarse and it enjoys, but there's a certain whatever, it's hard for us to relate this because we're all, you know, living in this time and age where the coarseness covers over most of it, but there's a certain inner connection and an inner, there's a certain satisfaction, a certain inner, you know, energy or, you know, appeasement that the body gets out of these things, which it doesn't mean that it's coarse. It's an Indian that the body gets from this. And when Mashiach will come, when then will be in the scala, the Milas Haguf will be revealed, the source of the body in godliness. So, and that, and the Neshama itself will get from the Guf. So by the Guf having these pleasures, and it will enhance even the Neshama. Again, these are issues that the Rebbe says, it's hard for us to relate to us, to separate the coarseness of the thing to the actual thing. But in other words, it's the Nyonim Gufnim themselves, that in a certain Maimonim, it says that you have a famous Shaila that all the Mefarshim ask, and Parashas B'chukosei, it speaks about a bunch of Yudim Gashmi, physical brachas. Achleis, there will be rain, you'll be powerful, have enough food to eat. Doesn't mention anything about spirit. That doesn't mention anything. Doesn't focus on spiritual benefits. Right? That's the famous question that Rambam and everyone deals with. And Chassidus says because the true brachas are dafkan yudim gashmin. Why? Because that's where koyach atzmus is. The koyach of atzmus is the gashmin.
It's even great.
It's high. So in other words, there's an element here, b'pnimius inyanim, not in the external coarseness factor of physical pleasures, but in the inner core of things, there's a certain connection that the guf has to these things, mitzad it's shedish and elokus and galinus, mitzad it's koyach atzmus. Mitzad the koyach of the atzmus that's in the guf, and lasa lavi, these things will enhance the guf. So the rechush gadol that will be then won't be because we're going to need the money or make, you know, and you know, on the contrary, it's going to be, it'll help. Now I'm just adding my own two cents over here, although I don't. I am, you know, love Dafke, it's true, but I would think of explaining it with the famous story that was brought down by the Rabbeinu Tam, and things they said about the Samach Tzedek also. It says, when he used to learn Torah, he used to have a bucket of tel shel zehuvim. He had a whole pile of golden coins in front of him, and he used to finger the coins as he was learning. And he explained that through the fingering the coins, it gave him a hisrach to samoich, and it gave him a chavas hadas, was able to understand and think better and clearer and broader. So I was thinking, al derech zeh, similarly, when Mashiach will come, the physical abundance, won't be you're going to need the money for this, or and it's not. And it's also not going to make you like today. The Samach Tzedek says, when a person is rich, it's meval. The Rebbe said, "Bisman hazeh, we shouldn't look at it like that." It could be mevavel him l'avedas Hashem. You have like the story of Yosef and his brothers. It says that the brothers couldn't recognize Yosef. Why couldn't they recognize Yosef? They couldn't understand. They could have someone that's involved running the whole country and still be totally connected to Debishter. So bisman hazeh, having overly abundance of too much abundance of physical pleasures could be mevavel l'avedas Hashem. La'asud lavai, when Mashiach will come, we'll say there'll be much more abundance of physical pleasures, and together with that, it won't be mevavel our avedas Hashem. So, beside that, you could just say, it won't stop you from serving the Eibusha, because the Eibusha will be right there. It's not going to be mavavel you. But on a deeper level, in other words, the idea here is the physical abundance from today, because, you know, the guf and the nisham are still fighting with one another, so too much gashmias could be extended to ruchnis. But Mashiach will come on the contrary, the abundance of gashmias will help the guf. And when the guf feels better, you know, when the coarseness of the body is away and the guf is, you know, has a hisrachvus hadas, has abundance of things, so it helps the avodas Hashem much better.
Pashas of Chassidus is always explained again that over there, there's much, like you said before, lay levade hayakef aychilis levade dav the gashmis el maza, and that will be when it's gala laosid lovei, and that gilui will come out also in the tanugim. And Tavis Gashmi, because that's Mechayim more than Guf, the Gashmi.
It's only in that mimer that the Rebbe says, oh, you see, you could tie choice like that. Usually.
I remember yesterday.
The Tainugim Gashmi is Kechatmus, or the Gashmi is
Kechatmus? Okay, more Gashmi.
But the Gashmi is Kechatmus, there's a difference between saying the Gashmi is the Atmus. When you, in today, with the Bechlal, in our minds, when you use the word Tainugashmi, What's Tainu Gashmi?
Doesn't mean have to mean a big steak, a fat steak.
No, 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 but what does Tainu Gashmi mean?
A physical pleasure.
What's a physical pleasure all about?
That makes the body happy.
So today we can't relate that there's any soften avodas Hashem.
I can't understand today how my neshama will be sustained.
Right, in the chanam. So I'm saying. In other words, in Chassidus, you don't find a term that atzmus is in Tainu Gashmi. Even the Rebbe is not using Dal's Lashon. It seems that the Rebbe is connecting it. The fact that the Maila Saguf, Lassu Lavi, the Nishon will get Nizainus and Aguf, get Chayas from the Guf, because of the Maila Saguf, it's enhanced by the Tanugim Gashmi as well.
Gashmi is an expression of deeper Gashmi. That's what it means.
It's not just deeper Gashmi, because I'll explain to you. The truth is, if you look at the different biyurim and chassidus, even the Rebbe Sichas about loss of love, there's two very contrasting approaches. One approach, and I mean, and there's two different levels of it. One level is that there'll be abundance of gashmis, but it's not going to be teifas makom whatsoever. It will have no importance in our eyes whatsoever. And that whole approach means that all this abundance of gashmis will be like an order, the world will be bishlemus, will be complete, so you'll have all the gashmis. But for us, it won't be our focus whatsoever. That's usually the standard approach. And this mimer and a few other places, a big chiddush of the Rebbe is saying, instead of looking at it that it's going to be there, but it will be in our eyes like dust, it's punktfaket. The things that will be there, the physical abundance, that itself will enhance the Avodas Hashem. It's a big chiddush of that maimer, because usually the Rebbe will say, Madanam Mitzuyin Kafar, what's Pshat Madanam Mitzuyin Kafar, that all physical things will be like dust, not just will mean it will be as abundant as dust, but it will be as worthless as dust. So in other words, usually chiddush, the focus is, yeah, you'll have all these things, but that will be like it will be unimportant, just will be, you know, in order that you should be able to serve Davishtha without any daigas, without any worries, no, you'll have all these things. But are you going to get chayas from the fact that you have another $1 million in your bank account? No. The way I understand it is that there's two levels here. Or maybe you could even say there's two stages here. One stage is where there's abundance of gashmis and it's not type of smoke. And then there's a deeper inyan here, which is al-derech neshaman is even in the giluim of lost of Ibn Chassidus, you have two inyanim. You have how you'll have the giluim of mile, and you have how the gashmis. It's the giluim.
Pshat is a dimension line. When we approach it with today's perception, you understand that when you in that level. My physical pleasures and things are insignificant, don't mean anything. When you come, Aish Sichli has a hard time relating to these the needs of these non-ishigashmistic things that people strive and run and chase. As you mature, even, you leave alone these non-ishigashmistic things, a lot of these things that you, as young, you want. But the Rebbe says that, forget, then there will be the gilui. What's the premise of all that? What's really what drove it in its really essence? And that is not that you only mivata, that you're gonna want and you're gonna have a want, the desire will be even greater. But it'll be desire for that, but not as it is in a physical form, but it really the premise of it, the real meaning of it. But it, the gashmis of it.
Sorry.
Good.
Simon Betoyf. It was a good
amount. Oh, man.
That wasn't tight.